After years of design and testing, a Martian probe called Venus rocketed into space from the Kennedy Space Center last August.
The main engine chamber pressure's looking good.
Its nearly 10-month journey reaches a critical point at the end of May. Project manager Barry Goldstein.
Relative to Earth right now, we're at about 170 million miles away, which takes light about 15 minutes to arrive for reference.
Goldstein says the real fun begins on May 25th.
Now let me talk about the main event, the 7 minutes of terror, as it's been called. Okay, approximately 14 minutes before touchdown, 7 minutes before entry, the vehicle separates from its cruise stage. We enter the Mars atmosphere in 7 minutes, and we're now traveling at 12,600 miles per hour relative to the surface of Mars. We spend 4 minutes going through the atmosphere, taking out 94% of the energy. By the time the heat shield has done its job, we're down to 1,100 miles per hour.
A parachute slows Phoenix down. The heat shield is jettisoned. The landing legs are deployed, and Phoenix touches down on the frozen Martian surface. NASA's Peter Smith.
By landing on the ice in the northern plains, we're looking at active processes that are taking place today. We can expect an opportunity where the ice might actually melt to liquid water and change the properties of the soil, change the chemistry of the soil, change the microscopic properties of the soil, all of which we'll be able to detect.
A robotic arm on Phoenix will scoop up soil samples and drop them into a sort of oven and heat them for analysis.
Our highest goal is to see a habitable zone on Mars where we might find organic materials, we might find the presence, at least periodically, of liquid water, and we might find chemical energy sources.
The public can follow along on the Phoenix mission on the Internet at the NASA website. Paul Sisko, VOA News.